This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Sullian. Active ingredient, amisulpride. This leaflet provides important information about using Sullian. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Sullian. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Sullian? Sullian contains the active ingredient amisulpride. Sullian is an antipsychotic medication. Sullian is used to treat symptoms of schizophrenia. Schizophrenia is a condition which affects the way you think, feel and or act. Schizophrenia may cause symptoms such as hallucinations, e.g. hearing, seeing, or sensing things which are not there, delusions, unusual suspiciousness, emotional and social withdrawal. People with schizophrenia may also feel depressed, anxious, or tense. What should I know before I use Sullian? Warnings. Do not use Sullian if you are allergic to amisulpride or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Signs of an allergic reaction may include a skin rash, itching, shortness of breath or swelling of the face, lips, or tongue. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You're breastfeeding or plan to breastfeed. The packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering, or the tablets do not look quite right. You are taking the following medicines. Medicines used to treat irregular heart rhythm such as quinidine, disopyramide, amiodarone, and sotalol. Sisopride. Antibiotics such as erythromycin and pentamidine, given as an injection into the veins. Levodopa, a medicine used in Parkinson's disease. Thyridazine, an antipsychotic. Methadone, medicine used to treat pain or addiction. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions, including pheochromocytoma, a rare tumor of the adrenal glands which sit near the kidneys, tumor of the pituitary gland, a small gland at the base of the brain, breast cancer, liver disease. Take any medicines for any other condition. You have had an allergic reaction to any medicine which you have taken previously to treat your current condition. You are pregnant, think you may be pregnant, or intend to become pregnant. You suffer from lactose intolerance because Sullian tablets contain lactose. You have kidney or liver disease, Parkinson's disease, or fits, seizures. You have problems with the heart and blood vessels. You have or have a history of blood clots. You have hyperglycemia, high sugar levels in the blood, or a family history of diabetes. Your doctor may recommend monitoring your blood sugar levels while you are taking Sullian. You suffer from dementia. You have mental or mood changes, or suicidal thoughts. Patients and caregivers of patients need to monitor for any worsening of their condition and/or the development of thoughts of suicide, suicidal behavior, or thoughts of harming themselves. Seek medical advice immediately if these symptoms present. You have risk factors for stroke. You have a history or family history of breast cancer. You have a history of sleep apnea. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Sullian is not recommended during pregnancy. If you need to take Sullian during pregnancy, you should discuss the benefits and risks of taking it with your doctor. Babies exposed to antipsychotic medicines including Sullian during the third trimester of pregnancy are at risk of experiencing breathing problems, difficulty in feeding, spasms, restlessness, involuntary movements and/or withdrawal symptoms following delivery. Newborns of mothers who have taken Sullian during pregnancy need to be carefully monitored. Talk to your doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Sullian must not be used when breastfeeding. Use in children. Sullian must not be taken by children up to the age of puberty. There is limited information on the use of Sullian in adolescents and its use is not recommended from puberty to the age of 18 years. If you are not yet 18 years of age, ask your doctor if Sullian is right for you. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Sullian and affect how it works. These include medicines used to treat irregular heart rhythms such as quinidine, disopyramide, amiodarone, and sotalol. Other medicines used to treat heart problems such as diltiazem, verapamil, clonidine, digoxin, and drugs known as beta blockers, e.g. propranolol. Intravenous amphotericin B, amphotericin, an antifungal given by injection into the veins. Other antipsychotics such as thioridazine, clozapine, chlorpromazine, trifluperazine, pimazide, haloperidol, imipramine and lithium. Diuretics. Stimulant laxatives. Glucocorticosteroids. Diagnostics drugs such as tetracycline. Medicines taken for anxiety, or to help you sleep, central nervous system depressants. Anesthetics, a medicine used during surgery. Medicines taken for depression. Some strong painkillers. Antihistamines, medicines to treat allergies, which cause drowsiness. Some medicines taken to control blood pressure. The use of Solium together with other antipsychotics, antidepressants, and anti-anxiety agents increases the risk of drowsiness, low blood pressure, coma and death. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Solium. How do I use Solium? How much to take? Your doctor will tell you how many Solium tablets you should take, or the amount of Solium solution you should take. The dosage is adjusted for each individual, and can range from 50 mg a day up to 800 mg a day. In some cases your doctor may increase the dose to 1200 mg a day. When taking Solium solution, the dosage syringe supplied should be used to measure the correct dose. Each 1 milliliter marking is equal to 100 milligrams. After introducing the measuring syringe into the bottle, draw the plunger of the measuring syringe up to the graduation mark corresponding to the number of milligrams to be administered. Solium tablets and Solium solution should be taken once or twice a day as advised by your doctor. Your doctor may increase or decrease your dose depending on your condition. Do not take more than the dose your doctor has recommended. Follow the instructions provided and use Solium until your doctor tells you to stop. When to take Solium. Solium tablets and Solium solution should preferably be taken before meals. Take your prescribed dose at about the same time each day. How to take Solium. Solium tablets should be swallowed whole with a glass of water. Solium solution is swallowed. It may be mixed with water if preferred. If you forget to use Solium. Solium should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, take your dose as soon as you remember. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you use too much Solium. If you think that you have used too much Solium, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. Show the doctor your pack of tablets or bottle. If you have taken too much Solium, you may experience feeling restless or shaky, rigid muscles, feeling drowsy or sleepy, loss of consciousness leading to coma. What should I know while using Solium? Things you should do. It is very important to continue taking Solium, because it will help you stay well. While you are taking Solium, tell your doctor or pharmacist before you start any new medicine. Call your doctor straight away if you have any of the following suicidal thoughts or mental or mood changes. Thoughts or talk of death or suicide. Thoughts or talk of self-harm or harm to others. Any recent attempts of self-harm. Increase in aggressive behavior, irritability, or agitation. Depressed mood or worsening of depression. Occasionally, the symptoms of depression may include thoughts of suicide or self-harm. These symptoms may continue to get worse during the early stages of treatment until the effect of the medicine becomes apparent. All mentions of suicide or violence must be taken seriously. Call your doctor straight away if you experience the following: higher than normal body temperature, hypothermia, muscle stiffness, muscle pain in the shoulders, thighs, or lower back, muscle weakness, or trouble moving arms and legs, dark red or brown urine, or increased urination, symptoms of rhabdomyolysis, dizziness upon standing, exercise intolerance, abnormal sweating, loss of appetite, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, difficulty swallowing, trouble urinating including incomplete emptying of the bladder, ejaculation difficulties, difficult maintaining erections, blurry vision, symptoms of autonomic instability. These are all symptoms of neuroleptic malignant syndrome, NMS, which is potentially life-threatening. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Solian. Things you should not do. Do not stop using this medicine unless your doctor tells you. Do not stop taking your Solian just because you feel better. It is very important to continue Solian because it will help you stay well. Do not drive or operate machinery until you know how Solian affects you. Do not give Solian to anyone else. Your doctor has prescribed it for you and your condition. Things to be careful of. Be careful if you are elderly or unwell. Some people may experience side effects such as drowsiness, confusion, dizziness, and unsteadiness. Solian may affect your ability to move or balance. This may increase the risk of a fall, sometimes leading to fractures. Be careful while taking antihistamines, sleeping tablets, or tablets to relieve pain while taking this medicine. Solian can increase drowsiness caused by medicines affecting your nervous system, driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Solian affects you. Solian may cause drowsiness in some people. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. The effects of alcohol could be made worse while taking Solian. It is not recommended that you drink alcohol while taking Solian. Looking after your medicine. Tablets nursed or below 30 degrees Celsius in a cool dry place. Keep your tablets in the blister pack until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the blister pack, they may not keep well. Solution: store below 25 degrees Celsius in a cool dry place. Store in the original bottle. Discard the bottle and spoon 2 months after opening. There will be an expiry date, month, year on your Solian container. The medicine should not be taken after this date. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. When to discard your medicine. Solian solution has an expiry of 2 months once opened. Any solution remaining after this should be discarded. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Heart-related. Dizziness. Some people may feel dizzy in the early stages of treatment, especially when getting up from a lying or sitting position. This side effect usually passes after taking Solian for a few days. Drowsiness. Gastrointestinal-related. Constipation. Nausea. Vomiting. Dry mouth. Eye-related. Blurred vision. Head and neurology-related. Insomnia. Anxiety. Agitation. Problems with orgasm. Trembling. Muscle-related. Noticeable muscle stiffness or spasm. Slowness of movement. Restlessness. An overwhelming urge to move any of the distress or movements such as pacing, swinging of the legs while seated, rocking from foot to foot, or both. Metabolism and nutrition. Weight gain. Increased appetite. Excess saliva. High blood sugar. Symptoms include passing more urine than normal, persistent excessive thirst, increased appetite with a loss in weight and weakness. Other. Increased sensitivity to the sun, or symptoms of sunburn, such as redness, itching, swelling, blistering, which may occur more quickly than normal. Rare. Sleepwalking. Sleep eating. These symptoms will usually be reduced if your dose of Solian is lowered by your doctor or if your doctor prescribes you an additional medicine. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Muscle symptoms including pain, weakness, twitching, or stiffness. Increased levels of an enzyme that measures breakdown of muscle, creatine phosphokinase in the blood with impaired consciousness and an unexplained fever. Abnormal movements mainly of the face, mouth, or tongue. Symptoms relating to tardive dyskinesia. Fever. Unexplained infections. Faster breathing. Sweating. Yellowing of the skin and eyes, also called jaundice. Light-colored bowel motions. Dark-colored urine, or increased urination. Higher than normal body temperature, hypothermia. Dizziness upon standing, exercise intolerance, abnormal sweating, loss of appetite, bloating, diarrhea, difficulty swallowing, trouble urinating including incomplete emptying of the bladder, ejaculation difficulties, difficult maintaining erections, blurry vision, symptoms relating to neuroleptic malignant syndrome. Alteration of the heart rhythm, electrical activity of the heart, very fast, uneven, or forceful heartbeat, palpitations, weakness, fainting, symptoms relating to QT prolongation. After prolonged use in women, medicines of this type can cause breast pain, milk secretion, an absence of their monthly period, changes in the regularity of their periods. Tell your doctor if your monthly periods are absent for 6 months or more. After prolonged use in men, medicines of this type can cause breast enlargement or impotence. Incidences of abnormal liver function have been occasionally reported. Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Solion contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Amisulpride. Solion 100 tablets, 100 mg Amisulpride per tablet. Solion 200 tablets, 200 mg Amisulpride per tablet. Solion 400 tablets, 400 mg Amisulpride per tablet. Solion solution 100 mg Amisulpride per milliliters. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. The tablets also contain sodium starch glycolate type A, lactose monohydrate, microcrystalline cellulose, hypromalose, magnesium stearate. The 400 mg tablets also contain PEG 40 stearate, titanium dioxide. The oral liquid also contains Jesuit 2023, hydrochloric acid, methyl hydroxybenzoate, propyl hydroxybenzoate, potassium sorbate. Caramel flavory underscore 9,422,058. Purified water. Potential allergens. Tablets, sugars as lactose. Solution, hydroxybenzoates, saccharin and sorbates. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Solion looks like. 100 mg, white, flat-faced, breakable tablet, marked AMI-100. Available in a pack size of 30 tablets, Ostar 96422. 200 mg, white, flat-faced, breakable tablet, marked AMI-200. Available in a pack size of 60 tablets, Ostar 96425. 400 mg, white film-coated breakable oblong tablet, marked AMI-400. Available in a pack size of 60 tablets, Ostar 74272. Solution, clear yellow colored liquid. Available in 60 milliliters brown glass bottles, Ostar 94484. Who distributes Solion? Sanofi Aventis Australia Pty Ltd. 12 24 Talavera Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 2113. Free call. 1-800-818-806. Email, medinfo.australia@sanofi.com. This leaflet was prepared in February 2023. Solion CCDS V16 MIV 21-10 FIP 23. Registered trademark.